Can you tell me a bit about the concept of irreducible complexity? Because this fascinates me. Yeah. Basically, as I understand it, this is one of the things most discussed by intelligent designers, because you're talking about things that are simply so massively complex that they simply could not have come from nowhere and just sort of appeared and come into existence.
That's a very good point. The irreducible complexity concept is that you have to have the entire system in place for it to function. You cannot have a subset of it or anything simpler than all of it. So that begs the question, how did it develop? If it's totally dysfunctional, non-functional in anything less than all of it, then how did it evolve from nothing and be dysfunctional, non-functional, but keep moving toward a final end result where all of it is there, and now all of a sudden, miraculously, it's functional? So this goes with every system, not just when we look at the whole cell and say that's the whole cell has to be there. We look at all the subsets within the cell, all the organelles, the little organs inside of a cell. Everything has to be perfect. All of it has to be there for it to be functional. So the whole concept or the theory of the nothing becoming everything in perfection has no lineage. It cannot be something less, something less, something less, something less, all the way back to elements. It all has to be organized perfectly in total. So intelligent design theorists are able to promote this and show this because all the data is there for that. It's not something we have to try to show and prove. It is all there. What is not provable or showable is that there was any kind of progression from nothing to perfection of a cell.